In a proclamation, President Biden declared January 9 as a national day of mourning throughout the United States. In his statement, he called on the American people to assemble in their respective places of worship to honor the memory of Jimmy Carter. He also ordered U.S. flags be displayed at half-staff at the White House or public buildings and grounds, at military posts and naval stations, as well as foreign embassies. A state funeral will be held for former President Carter, with details to be released by the U.S. Department of Defense. According to the department, a state funeral is a 7 to 10-day event in three stages and will likely include ceremonies in Washington, D.C. and Carter's home state of Georgia. Mitch McCann, New York.